50 years ago, The Love Bug premiered in movie theaters.
The movie!
Yes, with the Love Bug.
Volkswagen Beetle.
That's right.
Love it.
I've never seen the film. I do know that there was a Lindsay Lohan.
of course you do.
In the mid 2000s.
They used to show these movies. When I went to Clem North, they used to show these movies after school sometimes in the cafeteria.
Yes.
/ movie theater.
Aww.
You get a little I think we had popcorn. I don't remember. But I remember watching the Herbie movies. Aww. There in the cafeteria.
That's
at Clem
so cute.
Road North Elementary
yeah.
School. Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah.
So the movie follows the adventures of Herbie. Herbie's driver, Jim Douglas, and Jim's love interest, Carol Bennett. It also features Buddy Hackett as Jim's enlightened, kind-hearted friend, Tennessee Steinmetz.
Oh.
It's a great name. Tennessee Steinmetz.
Steinmetz, right.
A character who creates art from used car parts.
Oh, okay.
English actor David Tomlinson plays the villainous Peter Thorndike, owner of an auto showroom and an SCCA national champion who sells Herbie to Jim and eventually becomes his racing rival.
Oh,
yes.
Everybody needs a racing rival in one
so
of his movies.
So Dean Jones, who plays Jim Douglas, credited the film's success to the fact that it was the last live-action Disney film produced under Walt Disney's involvement, released just 2 years after his death.
Oh,
yeah.
Jeez, all right.
Although Jones tried to pitch Walt Disney a serious, straightforward film project concerning the story of the first sports car ever brought to the United States, Walt suggested a different car story for him, which was called Car Boy Girl, a story written in 1961.
That was the title of it?
Car Boy Girl.
Car Boy Girl.
So some other potential titles that the movie could have been called were The Magic Volksie. The Runaway Wagon.
No.
Beetle Bomb. Wonder Beetle. Bug Boom. And Thunderbug. I think I like the Love Bug
that
much better.
That sounds like a James Bond movie.
Yeah, it does. Thunderbug. Yeah.
So Love Bug, way better.
Much better.
Way better.
Before film production began, the car was not specified as a Volkswagen Beetle, and Disney set up a casting call for dozens of cars to audition for the part of Herbie.
Adorable. I can't imagine. I mean, honestly,
right.
I know it's hard after you've seen
yeah.
a character in or an actor or whatever in a character. I can't imagine
another
Herbie
car.
Being anything but a Beetle.
In the lineup, there were a few Toyotas, a TVR, a handful of Volvos, an MG, and then the pearl white Volkswagen Beetle. And the Beetle was chosen as it was the only one apparently that elicited the crew to reach out and touch it.
Aww,
I guess.
Cute. Nobody wanted to touch the Volvo.
No, nope, guess not.
No.
Yeah. The Volkswagen brand name, logo, and shield does not feature anywhere in the film.
No?
Because the automaker did not permit Disney to use its name.
Really?
In the first one. And the second one, they realized the error of their ways.
Yeah.
But the first one, it's never referred to as a VW.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. It is just such an iconic vehicle, though. I mean, you can't miss it.
Yeah. So the car was later given the name Herbie from one of Buddy Hackett's comedy skits about skiing, in which he jokes about a snow bunny who only dates guys named Herbie, apparently.
That's it.
Sounds hilarious.
Yeah.
Herbie's trademark 53 racing number was chosen by producer Bill Walsh, who was a fan of the Los Angeles Dodgers baseball player Don Drysdale, whose jersey number was 53.
53, okay.
So due to destructive stunts and various trick shots, hundreds of cars were used in filming the movies. Today, only a handful of the original Herbie cars are known to exist. Car number 10 was recovered from a warehouse in Pennsylvania and has been preserved, still sporting its original paint from the film.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a find.
In order to create the effect of Herbie driving himself, Disney concocted a detailed system of sprockets and pulleys connected to a second steering column under the front seat for a rear seat driver.
I'm sorry, sprockets and pulleys?
Sprockets and pulleys. That's all you need for a rear seat driver.
You need to get some sprockets.
Yes. There was also a second set of pedal assemblies, clutch cables, and a shifter extension. So in the Love Bug, the rear seat driver sat low enough to see over the windshield, but still out of view of the camera. So there's a guy back there actually driving the car.
Look at that.
Yeah. Well, I guess they didn't really have the special effects and things like they do now to make it look like there's nobody driving
it. Now they could do anything they wanted.
That's right.
Wouldn't even need the car.
So the film earned over $51.2 million at the domestic box office. At the time, it was the second biggest film in Disney history. Only Mary Poppins had made more money for the studio. And four theatrical sequels followed, along with a television series and a made-for-TV movie.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah. I love those movies. Always a special place in my heart. And after seeing them, you know, in the Clem North cafeteria, as I said, I have fond memories of going to the Wegmans movie. What do they used to call that? The movie?
Yeah, the movie
video,
rent,
video
rental,
department. Yeah. And looking for other, you know, Herbie movies and renting them.
Aww.
That was so much fun. Those were the days.
Those were the days.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with Herbie, did you?
Yeah, so we are going to play the Herbie theme song.
Oh, from Herbie the Love Bug.
Yes.
Wonderful, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.